Blog Talk Radio.
Sunny, yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Love you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My sunny one so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home plate. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sunny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sunny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. Yeah, you gave to me your all and all. Never feel about 10 feet tall. Yeah, sunny one so true. I love you, sunny. Thank you for the truth you let me see. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, yeah. Sunny one so true, I love you. Oh, wow. Sunny, oh sunny. Thank you for the smile upon.
Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? It's another Sunday evening. We're coming to you live over the internet waves, the cyber waves, the radio waves. You know what I mean? That song came courtesy of World Movement Records. You know what I mean? www.worldmovement.com. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? Ladies and gentlemen, your boy feeling a little bit, you know what I mean? I told somebody in the chat room earlier that on this show we are ghetto and we are profound at the same time. So this week, The name of the show is Understanding the Moment You're In. And I want to kick the show off, you know what I mean, because I feel like sharing something with y'all, and I'm going to share Psalms 144 with you, where it said, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle, my rock and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues the people under me." You know what I'm saying? Psalms 144. That's the battle cry for your life right there. When you read the Psalms like that, you want folks to know that you're going through some things. You want folks to know that they ain't alone. So I wanted to put that out there before we get started on the show, man. Find something to believe in or you will fall for anything. And on that note, I'm going to bring in the people who are the glue of this show, the profound K. Diddy. K. Diddy, are you with me, sir?
Absolutely, always, every day I'm with you, homie.
And, of course, the lady of the show, who keeps us all, the knuckleheads on the show, in check, who just wouldn't be the same without her. Lady Joy.
I'm here, baby. How is everyone?
Oh, she just waited just as patient for that introduction, didn't she?
Quit yes. Hating. Goodness, it does not look good on you.
I'm not hating. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. That's the new name for haters. I'm a fan.
Good.
Yeah. Yo, you know, K. Diddy called me earlier, and I want to say something to Lady Joy right here on the airwaves with everybody listening to us, that a lot of times Lady Joy comes in to do her thing, and sometimes I don't tell her which direction we're going in, because I love when she shoots from the hip. She just comes through swinging, and she don't take no prisoners, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when you hear her voice, she's just checking in on what's going on, and then she just gets to shooting from the hip. No holds barred. Talking about, I ain't scared. So, this week, because KDB called me talking about it, about, boy, what the hell wrong with you? And I had to explain my point of view to him. This week we're talking about understanding the moment you're in, man. And I'm going to tell y'all what triggered this thought. The movie Precious. For those of y'all who ain't seen it, y'all need to get out and see this movie. You know, the message is deep, but a lot of things inside the movie mess with your mind, man. And that's what triggered me today to talking about find something to believe in, man, and understanding the moment you're in, man. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. Like I just told whoever's in the chat room, we profound, but we get them. I'm going to tell you something. Dick and pussy don't
I'm
run.
I'm not ghetto.
I apologize. I'm ghetto.
Thank you.
And
thank
profound
you.
At the same time.
Thank you.
Too many of y'all based y'all life on dick and pussy. Too many of y'all let sex run your life, whereas you lose your good goddamn senses. You understand what I'm saying? When you start
mm-hmm.
putting dick and pussy in front of your children, when you start putting dick and pussy and giving a dick or some pussy the money you're supposed to use to buy groceries for your house, you got some problems, man.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely not understanding the moment that you're in, man. When you start having dick and pussy, let you leave your kids asleep in the bed and you down the street stalking somebody, you done lost your damn mind, and you for sure don't understand the moment you're in, man. When you're killing the kids and stuff of that nature, talking about it because this person left you. That's why you took the kids out. You showing the F don't know the moment that you're in, man. Actions have consequence. And the decisions that we make in our lives have a ripple effect that not only goes through us, it goes through our children and our children's children. It affects our mothers. It affects our fathers, A lot of you knuckleheads out there catching cases and going away for nothing, catching an L, and they're giving them out like food stamps right now, my brothers. Let me put y'all up on game. You know how you wounded your mama heart after she done sat on that? Because I'm a knucklehead, and I know how the dumb crap I've been through. But I started understanding the moment that I'm in. Which mama want to hear that her son done got an L, man? That's your baby gone for life, man. Even when you die, they're burying you on the prison property. I'm going to let the profound K. Diddy chime in for a moment as I check the chat room.
Wow, but that is absolutely correct. You definitely got to stay current in the moment. You have to be always conscious of your whereabouts, the decisions that you make, the things that you do. I mean, because the wrong turn definitely going to end you up in the wrong place. That's with anything. You got to know where you're going. You got to know what you want to do with yourself. You know, it's called preparation and planning. Can't go nowhere without a plan.
That's true.
You know, I mean, somebody in the chat room called Throne of a Set said, who let a man abuse their kids to keep them? You'd be surprised the things people do to keep a man or a woman. It happens. This ain't no imaginary stuff. And like I said, a bit, the movie Precious probably kind of went overboard a little bit. But the same question could be asked of that damn dope fiend mama who gave the dope man her precious little daughter for some dope and sold her as a sex slave and ended up dead. You'd be surprised what the human mind can come up with when you don't know where the fuck you are in the moment in your life, when you like, not even dick and pussy, we can switch it over to drugs, have you handing over a 5-year-old child to somebody you owe money to.
Ooh, that is
you
so
know.
Serious there.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
Is,
Well, we hear about that stuff all the time, you know, where, you know, some of these dysfunctional families, like you were saying about the movie, where the woman knows that the husband or boyfriend or whatever is sexually abusing the child, and that's part of a normal thing for them, you know. The mother knows about that shit. She's accepted it, and then not realizing that she's destroyed that child's life. The grandchildren's life, you know, everybody, you know, and just for some old other sick shit that who knows why she's doing it.
Yes, indeed. And, you know what I mean? This can go so many ways when right here on Can a Player Play, when we talking about understanding the moment that you're in, if you're one of them women, and I'm going to get off my sisters in a minute because I'm going to get on the brothers too. If you one of them women who every month you got a new stepdaddy for your kids, you can't have no Negro that moved in Monday whooping your kids by Friday. What the F is wrong with you? What the F is wrong with you? That this dick got you dignitized at a man who don't know your child, putting hands on your child. You definitely don't know the damn moment that you in. A nigga got to earn them stripes. A nigga whoop ass when he has earned that stripe, when he been buying diapers, when he been picking that child up from school, when he been teaching that child right from wrong, he has earned the right to discipline the child, not abuse. Let your boy Pretty Tony put that out there. Not abuse your child, but he's earned the right to discipline because he's raising that child.
That's right.
But if he moved in Monday and by Friday you got him whooping on your child, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Now I'm going to switch to the brothers so that the sisters don't say I'm riding. A lot of brothers don't understand the moment that they're in when you're going around having 6 kids by 6 different baby mamas and you got 6 seeds growing up without you with no guidance.
Well, chances are they didn't have any guidance when he was growing up either, and that's why they think that's the norm.
Well, you know, there are some women out there that are desperate to have a man in their life at any cost. And me being a female, I've seen it. You know, me, no, hell no. I'll be by my damn self. I don't need a man in my life that bad. But there are women out there that figure a man makes them. And to have him in their life, you know, at any cost, I'll do what I got to do, you know, I got to have that. No, you don't have to have that. You know, get that confidence back up in yourself. You don't need a man to validate you. You validate you. And the only person that you really need to impress is God, okay?
Straight
that's
up.
Who you, that's who you need to answer to.
And that's why I started off the program reading that Psalms 144, because when you go through some things, all of us go through things. We get depressed, no self-esteem, whatever it is, whatever bump you hit in the freeway of your life, you're not the only one who's walked this journey. So what you need to do, a lot of people, like I said, the movie Precious triggered me, but life also triggered me because your boy Pretty Tony done seen some things. I don't heard the mamas or the daddies saying stupid stuff like, you know, you ain't never going to be nothing because your daddy wasn't nothing or your mama wasn't nothing. What the F is that to tell a child? Why would you tell a child something like, or something silly like, you know, I ain't nothing, so you ain't never going to be nothing. You definitely not understanding the moment that you in, man, and the consequences of those words coming out your mouth.
Mm-mm-mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So today I'm a little bit fired up. I feel like I'm on the pulpit because, like I said, the movie triggered me, but then I got to thinking about just some of the things I've seen in the hood. You know what I mean? Using your child as a pawn, you know? Nigga ain't bought no diapers in a year but want to call talking about, you know, how am I supposed to live without my baby? I don't know, nigga. Bring a pack of diapers and we'll talk about it.
Thank you. Okay? Okay? Because the baby done lived this long without your monkey ass, so what? You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Throne of a Set said, let's get more in depth to this conversation about the movie Pressure and how Hollywood has our movie thinking it's a good movie. No, I don't think it's a good movie. But it's a movie that I think touched on a nerve because maybe there are a lot of circumstances that are not that extreme, but it touched on a nerve of the silly things we'll do all in the name of a relationship. How many bridges that we'll burn, you know what I mean? Negroes turning their backs on their mama because some woman telling you, well, you know, your mama. Nah, how dare you turn your back on your mama? If your mama knows, you tell your mama, mama, stay in your place. But you don't turn your back on your mother for no woman, the woman who pushed you out, gave you life, probably worked two jobs just to take care of you, you know, put money on your books when you was on lockdown. But because some woman telling you don't deal, you're going to turn your back on your mama. Nigga, what's wrong with you? You definitely not in the moment either, man.
Nah, he ain't in nothing. Yeah, he just lost.
You know what I mean?
Lost soul.
A lot of y'all, brothers, that's why I come on here every week, man. This is therapy for me, and I don't know who listens because, you know, the numbers are growing. Like I said, in the archives especially, thousands of y'all have listened to this program. And by the way, I want to thank everybody who's ever taken a moment to spend some time with Lady Joy, K. Diddy, and Pretty Tony on Can a Player Play. We love y'all. All the folks on Twitter, all the folks in the chat room, everybody who come through and represent with us. We, like, you know, we get a little rough up on here. We get a little ghetto. And, hell, sometimes we just stray completely from the damn topic because we can do that. But we talking about something relevant. We talking about something relevant. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what talking about staying in the moment is and understanding that the moment you're in. You got to take time sometimes, and it's the hardest thing to do is to think, because thinking makes us dig into ourselves, and a lot of us don't like what we see in the mirror, so we try to detract, deflect, and move away from it. You understand what I'm saying? We try to come up with little fairy tales and fantasies That's why we bitter. No, you bitter because you choose to be bitter. And you definitely not in the moment. You definitely not understanding the moment that you're in when, say, you have a good brother or a good sister in your life trying to show you something, and all you giving them is heartache and headache. And they're talking about why you can't have a good man or woman. Because you don't understand yourself, let alone to understand the moment that you're in. You need to go find something to believe in, whether it's Allah, God, whatever name you want to give the universe out there. Find something to believe in so you can start believing in yourself and understanding the moment that you're in.
Well, that might start, bro, if a lot of people could realize what it is that they don't know. I find a lot of people, they just don't know what they don't know. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but you find a lot of people that talk and make moves and don't really understand what's happening. I mean, you know, it's like ignorance is a better word. A lot of people are just ignorant. They just don't know what they don't know. And so all the decisions that they make follow that path.
Yes, indeed.
That's true.
Some of us said in the chat room, said, well, let me ask you this. What do black women who are alone need to do to gather strength and teach or treat our children better and guide them? I think that's not even, there is no easy answer to that question, Throne of a Set.
No, it's
but
not.
It's not an easy answer
to that question. It's really hard because black women, a lot of black women, and I include myself in there, have been the head of the household for a long time. You know, some, you know, can get into a relationship where a man comes in, and, you know, they can have a family. You know, others, it doesn't always work for everyone. And then, you know, women can become bitter because they've had to be mama and daddy, you know, and have, you know, and then there's some that's had men that come into their lives that they thought it was going to work and it didn't, and it jacked them up and it didn't work out. The kids got attached to the man, and, you know, it hurts everyone all the way around. Especially the children. So, coming from, you know, being in a relationship like that years ago, we as black women, we have to consider ourselves, you know. And it's like I said earlier, you don't need a man to validate you. Some of us feel that because, you know, we don't know no better. But this is going into 2010, okay? And if you have children that depend on you, that's what they're doing. They're depending on you. If you're a single mom, don't just accept anything that come along. You know? You can do bad by your damn self. You don't need no help with that.
Hold on, Joe. 813, I didn't tell you, but you on live. I clicked your mic on. Just jump in.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. It's your girl, Passion. Hey, how you doing? Just want to say hallelujah, thank you for the truth you guys are spilling out here today. Everything you guys are saying is timely, and you guys just keep it going. I'm listening.
Okay, well, you know, we value your opinion, baby, so, you know, whatever you got to say, just throw it up in there.
I think Passion got a little bit emotional on us.
Okay, but that's okay, though. But that's okay. And I'm speaking from experience, and I think we as black women, I know there's all kind of women out there that's going through the same thing, but right now I'm focusing on us. And I know there's other women out there of other ethnicities, you know, that's had the same, has gone through the same thing. But whether you're black, white, purple, green, striped, or plaid, you know, you're female. Depend on yourself. This is 2010, you know, and it's come to a place now where if you got to be the head of the household, be that, you know. And, yes, nobody wants to be alone, but you don't have to just accept anything that come your way either, because your kids see that, and kids, they emulate what they see their parents do. You know, and it, you don't want to keep repeating a bad situation for your kids to carry on and to their kids. You know, man up and just don't accept anything to come your way if it's negative. If you're not feeling good about that, don't get in it. Move on. There's somebody out there for everyone. You know, and you ain't got to accept just what's all up in your face. You don't have to accept that. You know, have that passion that, you laugh if you want to. I'm just saying, have
no,
that
I'm
passion.
Not laughing at you. I'm not,
okay.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at somebody's agreeing with you in the chat room, Lady Joy. Definitely not laughing with you. But the person said, stop dealing with the white holes and the Asian holes. And that's why I bust out laughing. Go right ahead.
Okay, I can dig that. But, you know, whatever person you might be, whether it's not just black women, it's all women that's going through this. You know, you don't need somebody else to validate you. You validate you. Let God validate you, okay? And stop being a doormat. If something is not feeling good to you, and you know this in your heart, let it go. Shit. You know, like I said, you can be miserable by your damn self. You don't need no help with that. Nobody needs help with being miserable.
Not at all. Not at all.
If I can say something, I want to say
go ahead, baby.
What I find is people are afraid of being with themselves.
Mm.
And like you said, they will take anything not to be alone. And until they learn to love themselves, they will continue doing that. You've got to be able to be comfortable with yourself and not, like you said, need someone else to validate you, no matter how grimy they might be. And that's the problem that I think a lot of sisters suffer from, the fear of loneliness.
You ain't never lied, baby girl. You ain't never lied, you know, and you don't have to put up with that, you know, and realize that. Yeah, you know, we got our gold diggers out here that's looking for men that's going to take care of them. Take care of your damn self, okay? Take care of your damn self. And you know what? When you have that confidence in yourself and you feel good about yourself, it's going to show. And more people will respect you because they know you ain't going to be taking no bullshit up from them.
Hey, Joy, will you tell the mamas out there, quit telling your baby girls when you grow up, go get you a man with a good job, go get you an athlete, go get this star
well,
to take care of you?
Well, K. Diddy, understand this, too. Okay, I know where you're coming from with that, but there's mothers out there that's telling their daughters, you know, get somebody that's about something. Don't get dick whooped.
How about them getting their own shit together and
instead of going out and trying to find that,
stop all day trying to get their hair done and nails done, but they ain't got shit between their ears because they're not prepared.
I understand, like I said, I understand where you're coming from with that. Yes, mothers, teach your daughters. Like I just said the whole thing. You don't need a man to validate you. Validate your damn self. Go out there and get your own. But, you know, while you're out there getting your own, don't be picking up trash that's like, you know, that's going to cling to you. Okay? Get somebody out there that's doing what you're doing or doing better than what you're doing. Okay? If it doesn't work out, you can still fall back on your own.
Well, I think
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think what Tony... labeled the show is the exact answer to that. Understanding where you are. What K. Diddy is talking about was the generation before us. I know that was my mother's generation that taught women that you were supposed to rely on a man for your family. That was the times at that time. But times have changed so drastically, it's almost just the opposite. You know, men are having to rely on women to a great extent because of the times we're living in. So what he said about understanding the times and the circumstances going on around you is paramount to being able to get your life in order. You got to know what you're dealing with. And today is not just women dependent on men, all of that traditional man's world, that's fading out. It's, how you want to say it, let the strongest man, woman, or whatever, be the one that, you know, handles things. Let's put it that way. It's not about a man's world anymore.
It really isn't. You know, it's a person's world. You know, they can say it's a man's world if you want to, but, you know, if it wasn't for women, where would men be? Okay? And they've always, you know, it's always been said that women are the weaker sex. That's bullshit. I don't care who says it, and
go.
I don't care. No, I'm just saying.
There you
trying
to start some crap up in here.
It's always been said that women are the weaker sex, and that's bullshit. We're not. You try passing a basketball through your ass and see how you feel, okay?
You know that of the day, K. Diddy. That was the propaganda of the day. That was what men were perpetuating, and people bought into it. When, like Joy said, all along there was some woman propping up some man to be able to talk that talk.
Okay. So, you know, don't come back, you know, don't come with, you got to try to start something. I ain't trying to start nothing. It is what it is. Okay.
Oh, you started trying some mess. I can see that.
Whatever.
I ain't scared.
I ain't scared of your monkey ass either, but I'm just laying it down to you as it is, bruh.
I didn't call you Big Bird one time today.
I ain't called you monkey ass either until just now.
Yes, you did. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what I was saying about us being profound and ghetto as hell at the same time. But if you open your ears to what we're saying, we up on here talking about some real ish, man.
That's right. And like I said before, they always said that women are the weaker sex, and that's bullshit. And I'm talking different kind of strings. I ain't talking about picking up a car, which I have heard a woman has picked up a car because her child was up under there, the adrenaline start running. Okay, a woman has whooped a man's ass because she got tired of that shit. Any of that, okay? It ain't about being a weaker sex. Because women run, you know when they say, do the women run this motherfucker? Hell yeah. Yeah, we do.
And we let
y'all think that y'all running shit. Okay? Because you're the man and you're the stronger counterpart. Yeah.
The
cradle rules the world.
And like I said, as far as like being the weaker sex and all of that, try passing a basketball through your ass and see how you feel.
Well, I don't know too many guys in actuality want to try that. The straight.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, don't come with that. Women are weak shit. Okay.
In the chat room, Throne of a Set is agreeing with you, Joy, because I want to make mention to you, the person talking about their sister who, I guess, adopted five of her nieces and nephews and is raising them all by herself, and she can't find a dude to complete her. But they're making sure that it is known that women ain't weak asses. But you see, what you got to understand is a lot of time all of us misinterpret what the word strength means.
That's true.
A lot of times, strength is taken as physical strength. Strength is taken, you know, there are different defining of realms of strength. There's emotional strength, mental strength, physical strength.
Mm-hmm.
You have people who are equipped to carry tremendous burdens physically, while you have another person who is able to carry tremendous burdens spiritually, while you have another person who can carry burdens emotionally, because that person who can lift up that 200-pound, you know what I mean, that brother. Matter of fact, let's keep it real. That brother who can grab that 200-pound bar and throw it above his head. And he's like, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a mother that lifts up a car because her child is up under there.
Child is under there. You know what I mean? That same brother catch him later on that night outside his door talking about, open the door, Brazier.
Okay. Legs all shaky and everything.
Woman's broken down. Hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Right, so the problem is that a lot of us And since we're talking about black women, because, you know, in the chat room they keep talking about the black woman, the black woman, the black woman. A lot of times one of the mistakes that the black woman makes is she takes away from the black man. And a lot of times the black man takes that black woman for granted because of her kindness and frustration. I'm going to tell y'all what the devil is, because a lot of y'all don't know. On Can a Player Play, I'm going to keep it 100% with you. Frustration is the devil that's dividing us.
We all a lot of times black men take away from himself.
That's right.
You know,
and
because of that.
Takes away from herself, too.
Exactly.
And then, like, homegirl in the chat room said, well, why the black man or this and that run into other races? We got to see beyond races. Everybody's looking for something that makes them comfortable, because there are a lot more sister dating outside of their races now, because they've made up their mind that brothers ain't shit. But you can't just put a general tag on all brothers like
no,
that.
You really can't.
You understand
really can't.
What I'm saying? Just the
yeah.
way, you know, you can't put a tag on women talking about, you know, all them sisters and hoes.
Right.
You know, they're gold diggers. They just
right,
want a nigga
right.
to give them their... No, no.
That's just like...
You're
that's just like.
It's
exactly. That's just like certain people, you know, we won't give out any names like Tiger Woods. Only they blind white girls. I guess he figured, you know, they're going to take his bullshit. Home Sally's like, uh-uh. Where's my golf club? Where's my 9, Aaron? I'm going to beat your ass. Okay. It's women, period, that are just really tired. You know, they're just fed up with the shit. You know, yeah, you got your gold diggers out there that's looking, you know, that's looking for something. But then you got your other strong women out there, too, that want somebody as strong as they are.
Well, that kind of goes back to what I've been saying all along for the past month or two. I think if everybody spent time doing them and try to be the best person he or she could be, then all that other work itself out.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not.
It ain't no maybe not, because if it's a maybe not, that goes right back to the same shit you were just talking about a few minutes ago, why the shit ain't working. Because everybody's trying to make everybody else responsible for shit that they should be responsible for their damn selves.
Somebody trying to get profound all up and through here.
Well, let's keep it real up here on Can a Player Play.
Straight up. And by the way, for all of y'all listening to us, in case y'all don't know, we are brothers. You know what I mean? We are brothers. And, you know, in the chat, and they said, all brothers full of shit. Wow. But, hold on. Let me respond to that politically correct. No. Okay. We cannot all generalize. We've all had disappointments. You know what I mean? I'm going to go into my pastor mode for a moment. We've all had disappointments, whether it be male or female. What you have to discover, as I said, the movie Precious triggered me because it made me see some things, even though the movie kind of stretched reality a little bit, is when you get too caught up inside your own bitterness, when you get too caught up in disappointment, when you get too caught up in negativity, and you allow it to take root in your mind and in your soul, you have lost focus on the moment that you're in. Life is for the living. And if you have dated five brothers who ain't shit, that's because you're attracting brothers who ain't shit.
Thank you.
If you have dated if you've dated five women who all turned out to be hoes, that's because you like hoes. Change
yep.
your radar. Understand the moment that you're in and where you stand in your life and what you need, and maybe you won't get these ain't shit people around you.
Mm-hmm. It's like a stamp on your forehead. I attract assholes.
Straight up.
Okay.
So if you pick up your last five boyfriends at the liquor store, maybe you need to stop picking up niggas at the liquor store. If you picked up your last five women at the strip club, on the whole stroll, you picked them up, you know what I mean, in certain clubs, and you're looking for love inside a nightclub, maybe you need to start going to church. Maybe you need to start going to the library, the park. I don't know. Start going.
I got a better idea. Why don't you stop looking and fix your own raggedy ass, and when the Lord sends you somebody that's right for you, then it'll be your time.
Well, a lot of times that's not recognized. You don't recognize it because you're looking in a different direction.
Well, that's why I said, quit looking, We always think we know what we want till we get it.
It's like you chase somebody until they find you, okay? And that's just how it is. That's just human nature. Nobody wants to be alone, okay? And a lot of times you're out there looking for something, and the most that you find is problems. So quit it.
Quit looking and fix your own raggedy ass.
See, you know, you...
Hey, homegirl in the chat room said, yeah, church and library got people who ain't worth nothing, too. I was just making a point. I was
say
I'm
what
not
now?
Saying, Golden. Huh?
Say what? Say that again?
Say, the homegirl in the chat room said, well, people at the library and the church ain't about nothing, too, anyway.
That's true.
You're right.
Okay.
I'm just
so
saying,
I'm telling you, sometimes... Sometimes church people can be the worst.
Yes,
and I can tell you some stories, okay? But it would take a week, okay? So, believe me, church ain't always the place. I love God, you know, and I know that's His house. But you know, you can't always put your faith in man because he's in church. That's a mask that a lot of people in the church world wear. And they figure because they're all up in there that they can do this, that, and the other. Okay, no, you can't judge somebody else, but that doesn't mean you have to trust them just because they're all up in the church either.
And I was going to say that I have to agree with what K. Diddy just said. You're going to have to wait for God because I've dated professional men, and they're a breed of their own, too, and they're not much better than the thugs on the street. So it doesn't matter, you know, what sector of society you come from. If it's not that right fit, it just ain't going to work.
Well. Over in the chat room said the last no good nigga had a master's degree in computer engineering and was in the Army as a sergeant, and he still turned out to be a no good nigga.
Exactly. I've dated lawyers, doctors, air marshals, the whole shebang. They all got their own madness.
Okay.
Look, ladies, let me say something before y'all get to riding on us.
Okay, because you know we will.
Expand your horizons. It's not everything that you make the first time out turns out the right way. The first airplane, before it crashed about two dozen times before they got it right. How you think they made recipes for cakes? It wasn't the first time out.
That's why you got to wait on God.
Well, I have a story behind that. Yes, you got to wait on God, but God helped those who help themselves.
That's
so you
true.
Keep working on you. You keep working on you and putting your life together, and don't stick no pin in your life. Because if you go lock your ass in a closet talking about God's going to bring your ham sandwich, they're going to find your skeletons in there.
No, you expect them to send them to your front door, but we can hope.
Yes, we can. And hope springs eternal, doesn't it, my sister?
Yes, it does.
Now, listen, you know, I was listening to a pastor today. Shout out to Bishop House. And he even did a little shout out talking about Step Your Game Up, which I thought was just funny as hell.
And I knew that caught your attention.
You know, yes, it did. Matter of fact, for all the new listening folks, I'm going to put the advertising voice on now. I am the author of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, and Playology, available at www.worldmovement.com. Once again, check us out, www.worldmovement.com. Shameless plug. Now, gentlemen and ladies, in this life, we make decisions, and we make choices, and we take chances. Sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. Sometimes some good dick or some good coochie or good company or good conversation just came into your life momentarily. You can't try to turn that into a long-term thing, which is the mistake a lot of people make. And at the same time, you can't lock yourself away in the house thinking, somebody going to show up and go talk about, yes, I'm Mr. and Mrs. Wright, and I'm here for you. No, 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 no. You have to be accessible, but at the same time, you don't have to be too accessible.
Exactly.
Because if you put yourself inside of a wall, your ass going to stay inside these walls and suffocate. Step your damn game up. You understand what I'm saying? Evaluate some things that was right because, you know, the whole relationship couldn't have been wrong, and take pleasure in the things that were right and try to dismiss the things that were wrong so you don't become ingrained in bitterness and frustration. Life is more than a dick and a pussy. Life is more than companionship. And so if the last couple of years have not brought you a fruitful relationship, turn the radar on something else. Say, you know what? I'm going to live to be the best me that I can be. And while I'm out there doing this, I might meet the person that's right for me. And if I don't, I still only got X amount of time on this planet, so I might as well enjoy my life. Locking your ass away in a house talking about who done did you wrong ain't going to bring you nothing but lonely nights with KY Jelly.
All righty then.
Knowing the season that you're in, our lives are done in seasons. And it may not be the season for a relationship, like you're saying. It might be the season for career, or it might be the season for bettering yourselves, you know, as an individual. It's knowing the season that you're in your life. And like you said, once you start seeing that things ain't coming to you that you're reaching for, that ain't your season. And it may never come to you until that season comes in your life.
You understand what I'm saying? Getting up each and every day. Getting up each and every day talking about pussy, 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 dick, 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 companionship, loneliness. Let's see how far that's going to get you in the grand scope of life. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Each day is the commitment to be better than the day you were before. Each day is a day that you still have a chance because the Grim Reaper don't sleep. Let me repeat myself for you bitter, bitter women and men out there and holding on to loneliness and holding on to bitterness and holding on to yesteryear shit. The Grim Reaper don't sleep. Every second, every minute of every hour of every day of every week of every month and of every year, the Grim Reaper is moving.
Your life, on that, bro.
Your life is a gift. You've had some bad circumstances. You've had some messed up shit. Who ain't? Who has just gotten up every day and life has just been a bowl of cherries? Even folks with millions of dollars, meet some of them. They are some of the most miserable people that you'll meet.
Can I just be miserable like them for just a little while?
You're miserable anyway.
Shut your ignorant ass up. Shut your ignorant ass up. I'm trying to be prolific. You're over
there.
You're
trying to be profound here and you tripping.
Why am I tripping? Because I just want to be rich and miserable for a couple of days.
Okay, well, that's you. You know, you can be rich, but you don't have to be miserable either.
Okay, well, stay broke and happy then.
Hey, as sad as you are, you want to hear something ironic since you're over there being so clever, my esteemed colleague?
Thank you.
A lot of people in this economy, the recession, the depression, whatever we're going through, they just did a huge study, and they said most of the people that you find tripping are the ones who had something. Brothers and sisters, not only black. When I say brothers and sisters, it ain't a black thing. It's a multiracial thing. People who have been surviving are still surviving because this is what they know. If the folks who had too much don't know how to live with too little and trying to kill themselves and shit. Yeah. Let that go round and round in your pipe for a minute over there. I know it ain't going to change nothing about you.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
Understanding the moment you're in. You got one shot of this life. You know what I mean? I keep getting emails, you know what I mean? And matter of fact, I enjoy when I say this. I'm not generalizing. I'm just stating a fact.
Okay.
I've had women who have emailed me who have been very supportive of Playerology because they're seeing beyond the name. Playerology, I'm going to repeat it. I put it on my Facebook page and I'm put it out. It's a concept about understanding who you are. Playerology is about understanding the concept of knowing what moment you're in.
Yes,
Playerology is a concept of presenting yourself as who and what you are. If you a player, say I'm a player. Don't play games. This is who I am, baby. You want to holler at a player? No. Miss, it was a pleasure meeting you. Have a great night.
Just understand what you're getting into.
Understand what you're getting into. There ain't no deception, no manipulation. I'm not teaching nobody how to cheat, none of these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stating facts. I am a writer, therefore I write. But that's what Playerology, and next year y'all going to get the full understanding of what Playerology is all about. That's why when you listen to the show, like a guest said last week, when she saw the name of the show a couple of times, she was like, nah, I'm good. Till she actually tuned into the show and see that we are some profound people up on here, and we get away as hell. Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Except for K-Diddy. Let me go on and put that out there before he gets to talking.
And make sure that you read the disclaimer for that.
You know what I mean?
Hey, look, I want my fans to quit acting like that.
Like what, K-Diddy? You know what I mean? You say your haters are your fans, right?
Right. I told Joy those are the new name for haters or fans.
No.
That's what they choose to be. If you get up each day and your choice, your occupation of choice is hater, you need somebody to hate on, just the way a janitor needs a building to clean. So you have two choices when you're dealing with haters. They make you or they break you. Some of y'all choose to fold up because somebody hating on you. You know the sad part about that? Who you hurting but yourself? If you let a hater make you fold up, once again, this comes down to Playerology. If you let somebody who's hating on you break you down, they won.
Exactly. So therefore, a person that's hating on you should make you stronger. You know? They should make you stronger.
Yes, indeed, but woo.
But you know,
right here?
Hating doesn't look good on anybody. You know, get your own. Stop hating on somebody that has, because they work to get theirs. You know? And you wasting energy hating on them because of what they have and what you don't have. Get your own. You know, hating doesn't look good on nobody. I don't give a damn who it is. Okay?
Well, people don't really understand the origin of haterism. Haterism is just another term for jealousy.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's where it stems from. That's where it stems from, and a lot of people don't even realize that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You are jealous, you're jealous, you're jealous. There's something wrong that you like this person to a degree till you don't like them. How they doing what they're doing, and that still pisses you off. So it still goes back to jealousy.
Yep. And then can you say, stalker?
Absolutely.
Can you say stalkerism?
So look, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick little musical break. The show has been flowing. 646-929-2870. I'll ask your boy, your boys, and your girl.
Don't wake me, I'm dreaming. Thank you.
and ride. We at the club having fun.
I like that. That was off the chain right there. And I want to say also, too, the station that I work for, 88.1, we broadcast live on Thursdays and Saturdays at Soulsberry. And homegirl talking about in the club, it was off the chain last night. And I would definitely let everybody know when I'll be hosting it. Okay, this is Joy LaShawn, Diva of Flavor. So remember that.
Well, that guy got to pay my money as he ain't seeing me. That's all I know.
They ain't got nothing to do with me. And I really understand where you're coming from with that. Get your money, baby. And I think I think with what we're doing, you'll be able to get your money, okay? Because it was all the same last night. So work it. Work it. I got your back, boo. Even though we don't agree on a lot of stuff, but I understand where you're coming from with that.
Well, just remember, all money ain't good money.
That's true. That's true. But it might not be good for you, but it might be good for somebody else.
Nah, I doubt that. I doubt that. A snake is a snake, and its poison is still poison. I understand this too, bro.
Where you were having difficulties, I haven't. Okay? But like I said, I got your back. I got your back. You my brother. We don't agree on everything, but I understand where you're coming from with that. And and believe me, if I can help you in a certain type of way.
Hey Tony, I'm gonna say the same thing to her when it happened to her.
Say what now?
Tony, I'm going to say the same thing to her when it happened to her. I'm going to say, I got your back.
Yeah, well, you did. you didn't have my back and stuff.
Hey, Troy, he didn't understand the moment he was in right there.
He didn't understand that, so you know.
Oh, yeah, I did. I understood how I got there, too. I understood it all.
You're not hurting me. I got your back. But, you know, a sister got to do what a sister got to do. You know, when it comes to money, okay, we got to do that, see. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, just remember what I said, but okay.
Like I said, bro, I got your back, baby. I got your back.
Okay.
Okay? Okay, I got that. But, you know, a sister got to do
A butt is what you sit on.
Ass is what you sit on. I don't care.
Yeah,
you know what you're talking about. Okay? And I got you. I got you. But.
Now you got butt shit again.
You know what? Quit hating. See, you know, like I told you before, hating does not look good on anyone, especially you. So
call it what you will. Call it what you will. I got a whole bunch of things I could call it. Call it what you will.
Okay, bruh. Yeah, okay, bruh. I got you.
Now, K. Diddy, I just went in and, you know, we just did the plug for the 2012
album. The shameless
album.
Plug, okay?
The
and I love it.
Plug,
I love
huh?
it when you do that, Tony. I just love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, we on here trying to push our agendas. We on here not only trying to put our knowledge and our love and our essence out there. We're also trying to let people know that we're
mm-hmm.
people here on here that are about things. We're trying to do something. We're not
mm-hmm.
just on here talking like a lot of times you tune into show It's just somebody in their home talking about, yeah, you know, yeah, we just here, post it up, yeah, thank you, yeah. And you're like, no, we on here trying to put our energy out there. We're also letting people know the things that we're doing so they can come check us out.
Right,
and the
right.
The big thing right now for K. Diddy, you know, he always throwing it up in my face. So I've been getting better at it, you know what I mean? Let people know about the world movement. Let people know what we're over here doing. Of course, we got to let them know what you're doing, Lady Jill, because you're all up in the entertainment here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, you got to be about some things. So that even matter of fact, even talking about what we're talking about right now, it's understanding the moment that we're in.
Yeah.
We're letting people know we're about some things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Your boy up on here, I want people to know about the writing. I want them to know about the books. I want them to know about the new book coming out. All that. Check us out, man. Big thing. www.worldmovement.com. And if you want to get with Lady Joy, tell them about the Facebook page, Lady Joy.
Okay, I'm back on Facebook. Facebook had kicked me off because some jackass had sent me a virus and stuff, and it was going all over the place. And I went on Facebook and said, if you got something crazy for me, like, I said your ass looked good on that video or you were on the news. That was not me, especially if it's spelt all crazy. No, that's not me. You know, I will tell you, you know, I'll come correct. I don't come with the crazy shit. And you can catch me on Facebook or you can catch me at 88.1lv.com. Okay? I will be having my own show. And on Diva of Flavor, and that's right, Diva of Flavor, so remember that, okay, and also, too, we're broadcasting live from Salisbury on Thursdays for Classic Thursdays, and on Saturdays for R&B. I will be hosting it soon, and I'll let you know, when I'll be hosting it, and K. Diddy, like I said, I got your back on that, bro. You know, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, Judy, by the way, that you got, it's the new project coming up, the Rising Star Project, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Rising Star. What'd you say?
Well, brother, I know you're having one, you know, you're feeling real good running on your tummy or something, but could you, you know, put it out there, let the people know what Rising Star is all about?
Well, the Rising Star Industry Showcase will be jumping off next month in beautiful, beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right.
We're looking to get artists from all over the country that's serious about being involved in the entertainment business. We have other major record labels also to support this event. So if you want to get at us, if you want to perform in Vegas, please call the office. The number is 323-957-7322. The website is worldmovement.com. Get at us. Let us know what you're working with. Bring your A game. And if you got what we're looking for, what it takes, you could be the next rising star. And we have everything to make it happen, all the way from production to retail. Right now we got one artist that's blowing up the Billboard pop charts, and soon we'll have a few more.
Oh, and K. Diddy, I also want to let you know, too, I've been spreading the word about your Rising Star show, and people have been hitting me up big time about being on.
Somebody told me that you was involved with that, too.
Yeah, somebody told me I was involved with that, too. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
well, I was just kind of wondering when you were telling about mine. I thought it was ours, but
I'll take mine then. No, hell no. Okay, if I'm involved, it's ours. It's ours, okay, because I've been having people hitting me up. I've been spreading the word about the Rising Star show coming up in January, and I've had people hitting me up, so the people that's hitting me up, I said, you got to bring it. You know, if you can't come with it, don't come at all. Okay.
Because so, we ain't not going to be in
there. No, we ain't playing. We ain't half-stepping, and we ain't playing. If you can't bring it fully, don't bring it at all. Okay. And there's a lot of talent out here. Okay. And there's a lot of talent here in Vegas. And I've been hit up, you know, with it, and I just want to bring it to you. You know, I know we don't always agree on everything, you know, because you can be a butt sometimes, but hey, that's life.
I'm whooping your ass when you get off the phone. How about that?
Bring it, bro. Instead of your monkey ass, bring it.
Okay.
Okay? Like I always say, bring it. Okay? Ain't nobody scaring you.
I'm plucking them damn feathers. They're going to call your ass little
bird. You can pluck some feathers if you want to because, you know, you got a couple braids up in there, you know, that I can snatch off and stuff.
We have gone into uncivilized territory. Could y'all stop for a moment? Call a truce. For those of you just joining us, welcome to Can a Player Play. For those of y'all who are going to listen to us in the archive, for those of y'all who are going to listen to the archives, you know, I mean, this is how we get down. It's still all love. We don't hate each other, but, you know, we can agree to disagree. We can be butthead, monkeyhead, whatever we are, want to be. You know, it's still pet names and it's all love.
That's what I'm saying. I But like I said, KDD, I ain't scared of your monkey ass, so bring it, bruh, okay?
I'll still beat your ass when we get off the phone.
We ain't got to get off the phone. We got plenty of parking lot right out here, okay? Ain't nobody scared of your dreadlock wearing monkey ass? What?
The revolution will be televised, y'all.
Bring it. Like I said, I ain't scared of you.
The only reason she gonna survive today, I want all my listeners to understand, the only reason she gonna survive today is because I don't have no insurance on her yet.
Oh, you want to go there? Okay. Like I said, I ain't scared of your monkey ass. Okay.
I don't want you to be scared. See, let me tell you about scared. I don't want you to be scared because, see, if you're scared, you're going to run. And I don't want you to run. Didn't I just say, I do not want you to be scared, because if you're scared, you will run. I do not want you to run, because I don't want to chase your ass.
Do you have a blow dry? Like I said, bring it, bruh. Okay.
Anyway.
J.D. and George. Now, listen to
me. And you know we love each other. We not love, but we love each other.
Love each other. That's bud. I love me some bud.
I'm gonna show you how much I love her. I'm gonna give her a couple of my barbecue Vienna sauces, and I don't share them with nobody.
That's okay.
I don't share them with nobody.
For you to get that up, you must love me, huh?
Yeah.
I did.
The new projects, ladies and gentlemen, that we're trying to put out there to y'all. Check us out, support us. You know, every week we come in, like I said, you know what I mean? The book, Playerology. The other book, mm-hmm. Can a Player Play? We got a lot of things going on over. Not only, you know, Miss Joy LaShawn always has a ton of things going on. But come through, you know what I mean? The world movement. I'll add us. See what's good. See what you got. You got some talent, let us know something. But the moment that we're in right now is that we're kind of wrapping the show up. And we love y'all. Everybody that had input, I appreciate you. Everybody that listened in, we appreciate you. Come join us every week. This is what we do, man. We mix it up. We chop it up. We have a good time on here, man.
Yes, we do. We love you guys. We love you guys. And, yeah, we talk plenty of stuff. And that's to get it stimulated, you know, get the people upset, you know, bring your opinions, because opinions are like assholes, and everybody got one. And if that's what you're talking out of, so be it. We still want to hurt anyway.
And while we're on that note, Tony, just throw a little something out there about the new book called Who Is She? And what is he to you?
You. Get that shameless plug, honey. Come on. Make me laugh.
Yeah. Well, we're expanding on the whole, you know, that run there is going to be me getting my grown man on, and I'm expanding on the whole playerology concept and bringing it from a whole different light, because at the end of the day, we all need to step our game up. Sometimes, you know what I mean, instead of pointing the finger out, we need to look back in. And so, you know, that's what it's going to be about. I'm talking to the brothers about the sisters, And I'm going to be this time around. And matter of fact, ladies, let me put it out there. I appreciate all of y'all because it's been so overwhelming, the support I've gotten from women. And this time I'm riding for y'all too because, you know, the sisters are always saying, why don't you put something in there for the sisters dealing with the brothers? So this time around I'm putting a new twist on it, and I'm definitely putting something in there for the sisters in dealing with brothers. And when I say brothers, I ain't just talking about black men. I'm talking about, you know,
men,
us
period.
Brothers, period. Men, period. And so, you know, the game is to be sold. So that's what we're going to do. We're putting it out there. First quarter 2010, dropping the new book. And we got some other things in the work, too. Reality shows. You never know. You never know.
And Tony,
all you women out there, they got a boyfriend on your job and don't think your man know about it at home, let me tell you now, he knows, baby. He knows.
And you know this how?
Yeah.
But anyway, Tony, I totally appreciate, you know, what you're doing, and everyone out here appreciates what you're doing too. And also, don't get it twisted by the name of the show, Can a Player Play? It's not about being a player against someone else. It's about being a player of life. You know, life is what you make it. You know, if you're going to be played, you will be played if you allow yourself. If not, what we're talking about, you can learn from. You can learn some things. You know, don't get it twisted. They just talk about, you know, players and pimps and all. No, that's not what we're about. We're about everyday life, and if you can't deal with it, you ain't ready for it.
And that's what the whole concept is built on, the show. Like I said, you know what I mean? Like, you know, a lot of people get the name twisted, playing the game of life, because life is a game that you have to know the rules to. Life is a game, like I said, that we all need to learn some things from, because life is a constant and always consistent teacher, teaching you the rules of how to deal with everyday life.
That's
now,
right.
So I think somebody else got something to say here. They kind of sounded
in.
Look into
it. I think you just surprised yourself just now.
358, welcome to the show. Hello?
Okay, yeah, say something.
Yeah, you on with us. Welcome to the show, 358. You want to say something?
Yeah, I was just here listening to the show, and I had actually got caught up in the moment with K. Diddy and Joy there. Kind of threw me off a minute. Like they was
well, you know, we have our issues. We have our issues with each other. You know, we love each other and all that, but, you know, we have our issues, and we're going to put it out there.
Oh, yeah, I can feel the love there between you guys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't trade up $5.
Oh yeah.
I wouldn't trade you for 5 cents, bro.
But I'll give you $5.50 for it though.
Okay.
Well, sold to the highest bidder.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Hold it now. But anyway, what do you have to say, brother? We love everybody's opinion.
You know, I'm just here living for the moment, you know, going by what you guys are talking about, and you know, the whole player thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of grew up in the era where you know, it was first starting out back in the early 70s, and I'm still out here in the game, you know.
And you know the 70s will never die.
Oh, no. You know, I'm straight up old school.
Mm.
So, you know, I relate to a whole lot of things you guys are saying.
Some of y'all still got y'all platforms, too.
And afros.
Oh, yeah. And dreads.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, I'm just enjoying you guys, that's all.
Well, that's good. And where are you calling from?
I actually calling from Las Vegas.
Hey.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to the show, bro. We do this every week, man. 2:30, we come on here, and we talk about life in general. We talk about, you know, understanding yourself, understanding your moment, understanding who you're with. We talk about everything on here. And so if you find what we got to say, you know, I mean, something pleasing, we're glad to have you, brother. And anytime
you're
on here and you got something to say, just hit that
Bring
number
it.
One, jump in. Hell, we're
we ain't scared. We ain't scared of nobody up in here, okay? We talk plenty of stuff, and we back.
Yeah, that's right up my line. But I'm feeling you guys, you know, and I will be calling in again, you know.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate
that. Okay, my name is Dobie.
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 Okay. That's right. Bring
Welcome
it, Dobie.
Show, Dobie. Welcome to the show.
All right. You got it.
And be a part of our family. We have
Welcome
an extended family on here.
And dysfunctional as hell. We don't care. We're in a crazy state. We're dysfunctional.
Yeah, we are. And love it.
Yeah, I
mean, okay.
I wish you guys would speak for yourself with that dysfunctional shit.
Oh, please. You with your damn barbecued fajita sausage and stuff, if that ain't dysfunctional, nothing is, okay? So don't even come with that. You the most dysfunctional person all up and through here.
You don't even know what you're missing.
I know what I'm missing.
We going to have some deep fried sardines later.
Oh, God.
That boy just go from bad to worse.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, look, kind of play. Like I said, sometimes we stay on here, but look, we love everybody that tunes in. Come through, give us a chance, check out the content of our conversation, see what we're about. Don't just judge us by the name of the show, because we be up on
exactly.
here preaching this game of life. And like Joy always likes to say, it is about playing the game of life.
Right.
That
right.
is what
so, you know, if you judge the show by the name, that means you are shortchanging yourself.
No, they were right. those black people. They're
Listen,
those black
can, I,
people.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
No.
Anyway, if you are judging the name of the show by the name, Can a Player Play, you're shortchanging yourself. We talk about everything. And if something that we bring to the table can help somebody else, that's the greatest of all. So you always can judge a book by its cover. You know, read it.
Open it up.
About. Open the book up. See what it's about. You would be surprised. And yeah, I said it,
yes,
and
indeed.
I ain't scared of you either.
Let me come back next week. You know, same back channel, same back time, 2:30 Pacific time. For all of you folks, and I mean for all the folks that check the archives out, and like I said, it's up in the thousands now. Thank you. If you ever get
Love
a chance
it.
To join us live, come through. We gladly welcome anybody from everywhere. If you don't like what we got to say, just call in and be like, y'all full of shit. We don't care.
Oh,
like
yeah,
because
we ain't scared of your monkey ass either.
There you go, want to beat up our fans again.
I didn't say beat up. I just said we ain't scared of you, you know, because you don't like what we say. You know, like I said, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. What?
Uh-uh,
and
yeah,
just because you don't like what we say? Oh, so? Life is like
we'll
that, bro.
Right here next Sunday from your boy Pretty Tony, Lady Joy, K. Diddy. Check us out. Throw you at the website out again, Lady Joy, at the Power 88.
Power88LV.com. Okay, hit me up. Or you can hit me up on Facebook. I'm back on. They decided to put me back on, even though some jackass has sent me a virus, but that's all taken care of now. You know?
Why you do that?
I ain't had to hurt nobody real bad.
Straight up. And of course, you know what I mean? If you want to holler at your boy Pretty Tony or K. Diddy, you know where to find us. www.worldmovement.com. Everything you need to know about us is on the site, what we're working on, what we're doing, the music, the books. Get your autographed copy of the books, because, you know what I mean? Support your boy. Don't just leave your boy hanging. I love y'all.
Yeah.
game like EA, but I wanna let you play. And don't I treat you like souffle? Don't I look at you like I see a new day? And don't I do what I do say? I'm through talking, so I'ma let you face and let Ye do Ye.
So bad with the cash, I drop a whole bag. Where you at, girl?
I'm here.